Burglary eliminated, their suspicions turned to the widow. The detectives testified it was their opinion that the victim had been dead at least an hour before Kel-El Sophia said she saw him struggling for breath and dialed 911. Also, a chemical test of her hands revealed traces of blood, though she had said she did not remember touching her husband before seeking help. Most of all, it was her story that did not ring true, the detective said. This man with seven holes in his body was having an asthma attack, Milligan testified. What she told us was incredible. I wondered why anyone would look at this individual and say he had an asthma attack. The two detectives questioned Kel-El Sophia at the Foothill station for 2 hours, but she did not change her original story, according to a transcript of the interview, which was played for jurors. Instead, she became hysterical when told her husband had died of stab wounds, not an asthma attack, and that she was under arrest. Parks, you murdered the guy. Kel-El Sophia, oh, come on, I don't understand any of this. What do you mean? I don't even know what you're talking about. Parks, well, let me tell you real quick. I'm talking about you going to jail, killing your husband. Kel-El Sophia, I never. I'm no killer. I don't have that in me. I don't believe this. Parks, well, believe it. Kel-El Sophia, I didn't do anything wrong. Why would I? This has got to be a dream. Kel-El Sophia was jailed and was arraigned 2 days later on murder charges in San Fernando Municipal Court. She pleaded not guilty. Investigation of the case continued, and in mid-February the investigators learned that the bloody fingerprints on the fence did not belong to Kel-El Sophia, as they'd expected. Instead, they belonged to an 18-year-old drug abuser and former psychiatric patient named Tony Moore. On February 20, 1990, the detectives arrested Moore, and during a 6-hour interrogation, Moore gave a variety of versions of what had happened January 31st, alternately implicating himself and Kel-El Sophia as the killer. David Romley, another of Kel-El Sophia's attorneys, said a tape recording of the Moore interrogation is a key part of his client's case against the detectives. He said the tape shows the detectives fell into tunnel investigation and suspect of convenience syndromes by steering Moore toward their set belief that the burglary was staged and that Kel-El Sophia was involved. They just tried to mold everything into their conclusion, Romley said. According to a transcript of the taped interrogation, Moore initially denied ever being in the Sophia house, but when told that his bloody fingerprints were found at the scene, he replied, "Okay, you got me." Moore then told the two detectives step by step how he'd broken into the house through a bathroom window and took a butcher knife from the kitchen. He said he stabbed Sophia when the man awoke while Moore was in his bedroom looking for items to steal. But the detectives told Moore he was lying, and he changed his story to include Kel-El Sophia as the killer. He said she paid him $600 to kill her husband, but he said she did it herself when he was unable to go through with it. Moore said he and Kel-El Sophia then staged the break-in to make it appear that a burglar had killed Sophia.